Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection livecast. I'd like to take a moment to announce my plans to sue Anthony Weiner for copyright infringement. Everyone knows that Carlos Dangerington has been the name I've written my erotic Battlestar Galactica fanfiction under for years. Give it back, you jerk. Here's the show.
SiriusXM list. Wait, what?
Serious?
I'm like,
two.
Oh my god!
It's just, it's like, it's because I got a text from Skeleton Witch.
Wow.
I'm terrible.
Why?
Got a text. What is that?
Skeleton Witch texts you and you don't know where
you are. Oh, my show is starting. What do I? How can I? Let's start over. Welcome to the Metal Injection livecast, everyone. Skeleton Witch are on their way. I've been told it's Nate and Chance. They're going to be hanging out for the first hour of the show before their sold-out show here in Brooklyn with Ghost.
Are they on their way now?
They're on their way now. So let's take a music break
like we were planned.
No, we can take a song break.
Like a song.
Yeah, when they come up. Yeah. So it's let's talk about Carlos Danger, Anthony Weiner, shamed. Multi-shamed mayoral candidate Anthony Weiner revealed that, or was exposed.
Literally.
Well, he exposed himself.
Yeah.
He is responsible for his.
He's been sexting with 10 women.
My whole thing is like, remember back in the good old days when sex scandals involved actual sex?
Remember that?
We don't have that anymore.
No.
We're too lazy now to have actual sex scandals.
He didn't get to cheat. He didn't actually cheat on his wife.
Yeah.
He just sent dick pics, and he's still getting all the negativity of it. It's you might as well fuck a chick then. Just cheat on your wife for real.
Because I didn't follow this that closely, but did he, just never get to the sex, or did he just get off doing that?
I think he just gets off with the texting and the emails and whatnot.
He wants to feel attractive. He's not a good-looking man.
In his mind, it probably is justified as I'm not actually cheating on my wife because I didn't actually meet this person. I didn't touch anyone.
He's not a good... Is he a good-looking man?
Yeah. No.
He looks like a dodo bird.
Does he really? I don't know. He seemed like an average-looking guy to me.
He figured he could have his kugel and eat it too, but not so
you got a grade on a curve for Jews.
Kugel, by the way, is a Jewish sweet
it's
dessert,
great.
Which is amazing.
The kugel.
The kugel.
What's usually in a kugel?
Rob?
The Israeli is asking other people what's in kugel.
Well, it's kind of like it's kind of like a fig Newton. It's like a drier fig
Newton.
A fig Juten.
But it's more crusty.
And kind of there's like. It's crustier.
The fig
and there's nuts in it.
Does the fig Juten have gluten?
this I do not know.
But it's not in. It's more like Yiddish, like Eastern European.
Yeah.
Noah wouldn't.
Yeah, I think it's like a Russian thing just as well. Yeah.
It's not hummus,
I suppose.
No shawarma.
Yeah, shawarma.
You could put some in there. A little salty and sweet combination. I personally
chicken
am not a fan,
kugel?
But I know people like it.
Yeah. Chicken kugel, why not?
Early contender for episode title, by the way.
Skeleton Witch are going to be on momentarily. They're walking over to the studios. Their show is not too far away from
it's
where
a block,
are.
But it's a long block. So... Thank you.
Right. Wait a minute, I wasn't laughing. How did that happen?
Just magic, Miriam magic.
And let's see, what else is going on in the world of livecast? Good thing the band is coming because we have nothing to talk about. Mm-hmm. It seems,
oh, good job, Rob.
What were we doing before we got on the air?
We were
listening
to Tickle My Vagina.
Noah was saying that she couldn't get that song out of her head.
Oh, my
Darren
God.
Was teasing her,
every
Darren.
Every single week, Darren, you get something caught in my head.
This is a remix.
It's a remix?
Yeah.
I like this. Oh, this is good. This is better.
Yes, yeah, so hers is like an Acacia song.
It's now like
I
they auto-tuned it.
I feel like I'm at a dance, like a junior high school dance.
This is like a reggaeton version.
Yeah.
Action. Is this the MIA remix?
It's only 30 seconds, though.
Oh. Well, a great 30 seconds.
So. Murder, she wrote.
Murder,
she wrote.
A wonderful thing.
Nope.
Oh, is the band here?
The studio.
Yes.
All right, Skeleton Witch is here. Let's take a one-song music break. Let's play some Skeleton Witch. This is Cleaver of Souls.
Thank you.
It is now safe to turn your volume back up to a listenable level. The music break is over. Though actually, with how loud Rob is, maybe you should just leave your volume down. Here's the show.
Damn it, Chuck Landington. We have guests here. Don't embarrass me in front of the guests.
Yeah, you do a fine job of that yourself.
Welcome back to the Metal Injection Livecast. We're joined by Chance and Nate Garrett of Skeleton Witch.
Oh, come on, Rob. Garnett.
Garnett?
Wow.
Why did I think Garrett?
How long have we known you, brother?
I thought Buddy. I was thinking Buddy Garrett from that show. The football show.
There's
I'm just off
today. Buddy Garrity from Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, so not even that one.
Well, maybe you shouldn't smoke.
You know what,
yeah.
Guys? I'm going
to
get out
of
here.
Just to let you know, Rob introduced the show when we started. He introduced this show as a SiriusXM show.
Yeah.
I believe it.
I'm not going to lie. I've been smoking a lot of weed today.
I was going to say the Sirius studios look a little smaller than I thought they'd be.
There's a lot of sunlight, though.
Actually, Rob does his show from a broom closet. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I got the smallest studios. But yeah, thanks guys for coming in.
Our pleasure, man.
Making life much harder for the rest of your band to deal with all the stuff at the venue.
Shit, I ain't doing nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right then. So you guys, before we got on the air, you were talking about how it's such a headache to unload in New York City just because there's so little space for your van while you're doing it. Does the stress add to the anger that you release on stage? Does it make it better performance or a worse performance?
You know, by that time, after loading in until the performance, there's several beers that have gone down.
Oh, okay.
So any pistivity is quashed, and I'm back.
Right on. That's
don't
good.
Take it out on the crowd.
We're
anything.
Definitely helping with that.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that.
Getting the liquids down. And you guys played with Ghost yesterday. It was the first day of
in
the
Connecticut, right?
Of the tour. Yeah. It's you guys got like a few shows at the band before you break off on your own and take over that headlining slot. And how's it been playing with Ghost? They seem like a fun band to see.
Oh, absolutely. We just had the one show so far, and it was stellar. I don't know if we have played to a larger crowd there at the Webster. I couldn't complain if I had to. It ran real smooth yesterday. Everything was great.
Do you know what they really look like without their makeup?
I'm not allowed to say.
Do they just look like Swedish
hipsters? I just made that up. Yeah, of course. They look
guys.
Like dudes.
Actually, they're actually ghouls. They take the crap off and
they're just skeletons.
Blood and mush and bones.
I knew it.
Blood and mush.
That's their new album title, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's two of the dudes' names, I think. Blood and mush.
I don't doubt that.
Also, you guys finished up a record, right, before this tour? You worked with Kurt.
Absolutely, man, yeah.
Is that coming out soon? It's coming out in October, right?
October, yeah.
Yeah, see, I got that right.
I'm still waiting for that final release date from EJ.
Uh-huh.
He should... come off that, I think. A lot of people have been asking, and I'd love to be able to tell them.
Mm-hmm. You should just make up a date, and then like, we got pushed back, or
you
whatever.
You know, I have...
Just make sure it's a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, that's what I say. Some Tuesday in October. It can only be one of four.
Yeah. Sometimes five.
Five
there's
Tuesdays?
30, there's 31 days in October. It could be five.
Could there ever be three, like in
one,
February?
There are five in October.
Like
there
in
can't
leap
be...
year? Could there be three in February?
I don't think, no, because it's a... 29 days. Three would be
October.
In the dark there.
So look here, October 15th. It's the middle of the month. It's a Tuesday. Either way, it's like if it's a week after, a week later. It's close. So we'll announce right here, October 15th, the new Skeleton record.
Somewhere around then.
Is there a title for the record yet?
Yeah, it's called the new record's called Serpents Unleashed.
Okay, cool.
It'll be 11 tracks of Skeleton Witch fucking goodness, man.
Now is it like a bunch of like romantic ballads? Like, is that what you guys are singing
about? I kind of scaled back the romance lyrically this time.
Yeah.
I figured on the last record, too many panties were dropping, so I needed to just go back to the roots.
Put the panties back on, ladies.
Yeah, we bum a lot of girls out on this one, so they come to the show and like,
chastity belts.
By the way, if you want to talk to Skeleton Witch, you can give us a call, 646-929-1357. We're on the air with Chance and Nate from Skeleton Witch.
International. You may feel some New Zealand calls here.
Oh, yeah, wow. Or Australia.
I like the accent for sure.
We're like the morning show in Australia. People are like, we're on our way to work.
And,
nobody that listens to us has a job. On our way to work.
They go to school.
They're cutting school.
Yeah, I don't think anybody in this,
they're just
in this
still
studio
up.
Has a job.
Yeah.
Pretty much nailed it.
We have our first caller, 801. You're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hey guys, it's Eggers, and I'm from Utah.
Hey Eggers, what's going on?
Well, I actually talked to 3D, and I got sorry, I'm hearing myself echo. Do you think that God damn it, that's hard to talk.
Yeah.
It's you, not us.
We're not hearing the echo. It's just try to work.
All right, sorry about that. I was going to ask two questions. One, I'm putting Sid on the spot because he once made fun of your guys' name, Skeleton Witch. He said it made no sense. I want to bring him up.
Did I? When was this?
Yeah, you said it's like, why not Witchy Skeleton? I believe it was, it was an episode with Sean, so it must have been like a dozen years ago.
Yeah, really? I don't remember that at all, but all right.
Yeah, we'll kick his ass, don't worry.
Yeah.
I've got it.
But seriously, though, why not Witchy Skeleton?
Yeah, you know.
Which one sounds cooler to you, brother?
Skeleton Witch.
All right.
Yeah, I feel like I would have said something more clever than that. I need to go back and find
Let's be honest.
Eggers, oh, you take accurate notes.
Really? Give me. Do you have the exact episode number?
Question two, what else the hell did he do?
Yeah.
I guess we could see one when
he also said that you guys throw baseballs like girls, and he also pee sitting down.
I'm out of here. Interview over.
I mean, we can have
a guess. Right.
I'm looking at him right now. I think I got it.
This is the smallest question.
No.
I was also going to ask you, if I could also ask a second question, I was going to ask you guys, what class do you think you'd play in 3rd edition Dungeons & Dragons?
Honestly, dude, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, are you guys D&D fans? What?
What class?
The cool one, I don't, you know.
Your whatever your favorite one is, that's the one, dude.
Man, this is ruining all my expectations. I thought next time you guys would come to Utah, I'd bring some beer, some D&D, and we'd have some fun.
Yeah, I already met you halfway. I'm there on the beer.
You talk about D&D, and we'll talk about how much of your beer we drank. It'll be cool.
I guess I'll just Dungeon Master alone, then.
I guess you will.
Talk me through it.
Thanks for your call, Eggers. 646-929-1357. Do you want people to bring you beer? Is that like a good gift? Is that a safe gift to bring Skeleton Witch?
If they come to the shows, that is the biggest gift of all.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, listen to that.
Yeah, but if a kid wants to bring some beer, I don't care. I like the way it
tastes. Sure, and, you know, and it doesn't have – well, not even doesn't have to be. It shouldn't be fancy. There's not too many of – especially Nate and I don't give a shit about fancy beer whatsoever.
You will never turn down a beer, like if it's a Natty Ice or a Natty Light.
No, I'll make that one disappear.
That's beyond not fancy.
Yeah. But like in the van right now, there's a 30-pack of Busch Light.
Okay. You know? So you have some standard
quantity.
I have a hard time with like when it's like, oh, this is like a cool like triple chocolate oatmeal like cruncher. I'm like
cherry.
I don't want to crunch this beer.
Well, what is your preference? Like you sit down with a
if
beer.
If you could pick any
choice,
beer,
what beer?
I mean, like,
am I drinking all night?
Yeah, if we're drinking all night, like Miller Lite.
Yeah, something like a lot of them.
Yeah, the hangover is way less on like Miller Lite.
Okay, if you're just having a nice steak for dinner, what would you have with it?
12 Miller Lights.
And a tequiza to chase.
Yeah, and a tequiza. For dessert.
Zima.
R.I.P. to Zima.
There's plenty of like Smirnoff Ice is basically a Zima, right?
I'm sure.
It's close.
Yeah.
I guess you could put a Jolly Rancher in it.
Yeah. But Zima just tasted like 7-Up.
Yeah.
Smirnoff Ice, you could sort of taste the alcohol.
Yeah, well, I guess like a Mike's Hard.
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah.
Pink Lemonade.
I don't know anything about Mike, whether he's hard or not. I don't know. You speak for yourself.
The lemonade is not Mike.
What?
His lemonade is hard.
Oh, all right.
As
sure.
An erection. I don't know.
You say so, man.
Mike's Erection Lemonade. I don't want that.
I think that's the name of it. I'm not sure. So you guys are back on the road. You guys have been like recording and then hanging out at home. Were you itching to get back on the road?
We did like after we recorded, we went had just a couple weeks off, and we did like a Canadian headliner.
Oh, nice.
So that was
20 shows, 20-ish.
Yeah.
I didn't know there's 20 different places to play in Canada.
There's some
give
small
us three
ones.
On the way in and three on the way home. So 6, 14. 14 Canadian shows.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
That was really cool. And then we just played a show in Puerto Rico for the first time about 2.5 weeks
ago. Yeah,
a
couple weeks ago.
What was that like?
Hot.
Yeah, I got the shit sunburned out of my leg.
Yeah, so you're a very fair-skinned man.
Well, you know, there's a whole cool story to this, but the bottom line is, for 30 minutes, the sun was on my legs, and I was like, they're kind of hot, but it's just my legs, you know, like... They're underneath me, fuck it. And
yeah.
Man, blisters and lobstery and all that shit. It was good.
So what's the cool story? This is the place to tell the
where
story.
Where it occurred was behind the – we decided to pick the only, like, gay hotel in Puerto Rico. Like, and we were like, oh, there's no one here. Let's sit down and drink a beer under this palm tree. Then we noticed all these guys like, oh, there's a lot of Speedos back here. And then I was like, there's a lot of Speedos rubbing lotion on each other back here. And then this guy walked by handing out flyers for this like nightclub. And he's like, oh, you know, to other groups of gay guys around us. Saying like, oh, they got everything here. Like, old boys, young boys, big dick, bubble butt, you'll love it.
That's like Stefan from SNL.
And then the promoter, the wife or the girlfriend of the promoter came in with some couple beers and she was like, you guys know this is the gay resort on this beach. And I was like, we figured it out.
Two together.
Yeah. But it was cool.
But he still stayed.
Yeah, so yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
Still sat there for four
I
hours.
Mean, like, you're treated like a saint there. Like,
yeah.
You should have had some of those dudes rub lotion on your legs.
You know, he should have.
Yeah, he should have.
Nate would be a bear.
Yeah. Or in Puerto Rico and also.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Good one. Very good.
That strikes me as a very gay-friendly country, Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
A territory.
Yes.
But, hey.
I guess
the show was fun. Really good. I mean, you know, it was just
any
fun.
Guys in Speedo show up?
No, actually no. Not.
You know what? You should have given them the flyer back. You should have been like, hey, why don't you come to our show?
Trade them flyers.
Yeah.
Well, they had cargo shorts on over the Speedos.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Some decorum for that sake.
Once again, the number to dial, 646-929-1357. Also, ask a question in the chat if you're too much of a coward to get on the phone. We're here with Skeleton Witch.
Maybe they don't know how to use a phone.
We're not going to explain it to them. If they don't know, that's it. They're done.
They're probably texting the number.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't text your questions.
Text.
Yeah. We're not that far ahead.
Well, we can. I mean, Rob, give your phone number if they want
again.
To text in.
I mean, I've given it out before accidentally.
Just see, go back
starts the same area.
Hey, there's Colin. You probably have that episode queued up also, and you could give everyone.
Scotty did that once. He was trying to direct message a person back on Twitter, and it was actually not a direct message. And it was up on the feed, and I was like, you're going to get a hell of a lot of fucking calls, man. And he's like, oh, shit, it was. And, you know. If it's up for 10 minutes, still quite a few people see it.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, you guys kind of have like a satanic image, like you're evil and stuff like that, but you're all teddy bears. Do you get like weird like Facebook messages from like satanic women? Like
blood drinkers?
Yeah, like hey, I poured this blood over my tits while listening to Skeleton Witch. Thanks, guys. I don't know why they said
that. That sounds more like a dude.
Yeah, really. This is a lot of fantasy.
Wolfman Jack with tits.
Hey, baby, we're going to pour some blood on our titties today. Hey, Wolfman Jack in the house.
You know, I don't think we get very many
not so much of that.
Yeah, not too much blood drinkers.
Yeah,
it's more like hey, you guys want to play this show in, you know, Arizona next week for $500? And we're like,
I live in Ohio. That's a hell of a long drive.
Yeah, gas alone is more than $500. Yeah.
Oh, easily, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of gas, you want to know something that happened?
Oh, this is funny.
Oh, let's hear it.
We stopped in and Nate was like, dudes, we didn't even need gas, but Nate had to pee. So we're like, we might as well just top the tank off. Scotty, will you start pumping the gas while I go in and pee? This is Nate talking. He says this.
Yeah.
And I go up to Cliff, our merch guy. I go, watch Scotty fill the van with diesel. Mm-hmm. I come back from peeing myself and Cliff goes, guess what happened? I'm like, I don't know. Scott filled the van with diesel.
Oh, no.
I was like, I just fucking called it. But it ended up being 8 gallons. And we topped the rest of it off. So the van's a little slow right now. But,
oh, my gosh.
It's funny when you spend, 10 years with a dude and you make a joke. You know, you don't expect him to actually do it. But, it could happen. And it fucking happened.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder when he gets his own, how many times has he gotten his own gas? Probably 10,000 times in his life.
Yeah.
But this one time, on the way to our first show with Ghost, he fills the van with fucking diesel fuel. And it's not a diesel van, by the way.
Yeah, that's where the funny part comes in.
So we were all is this
it's not going to be funny when the van stops working.
Yeah, I think it never smoked or like the check engine light never came on, so I think...
No, he stopped. Actually, the diesel nozzle does not fit in a gas nozzle. It's a little larger. Oh, and they, like, okay. Nate, something's wrong. I didn't see the interaction. I wish I would have seen it. Nate go, what in the... Fuck, dude.
You know, I wasn't a jerk to him, but like, it has like the tiniest like you know, we've had so much shit happen, like breakdowns and crap. I'm just like, I'm automatically just thinking like, how the fuck am I going to fix this? I'm like,
yeah.
Am I going to like drive over to the weeds and drop the gas tank and pour it all out? Or am I going to try to like, you know, get a hose and like get it a bottle at a time?
Yeah. Getting shitty over it.
Yeah.
It's your first reaction, but really, how do you fix it? And
yeah.
Just with anything, you know, oh, this fucking guitar head just blew up, or, you know, leaf spring broke on the trailer, which has happened about 9 times.
Yeah, you guys aren't like Danzig. You're doing everything yourself. Everything, you're coming to the show, you're loading in, you're loading out. Everything goes directly
to
you.
Dude, I'm also performing.
Yeah. People don't consider that. Like, everyone thinks that being in a band is really glamorous and stuff, but there is some, like, tough parts.
Yeah.
That aren't as glamorous.
On stage, you're telling everyone to smoke weed and eat pussy. But once the show is over, You might be smoking weed, but there's no time to eat pussy because you got to load up.
Dude, there's no time.
You got to make sure no one's, like, stealing your stuff. And
but yeah, you know, it lines up. It lines up. There's, like, stacks of pussy, and we're like, no time.
Really?
No.
You know, actually, no. It's funny because people, you know, you definitely will be like, you guys need a beer or a chance you want to smoke this joint? But I've never heard, dude, I've got this pussy back here for you to eat. That's never happened.
Chance, I have this weed for you to smoke, and you can eat my pussy while you smoke.
I think the voice you had was, Chance,
I got this pussy for you to eat. Wolfman Jack's pussy, baby. Come and eat it.
And these bloody titties back here.
I'm a post-op, Chance. Come and get it.
Dude, post-op's mine.
It's not gay. It's not gay.
What does Lemmy say? If he's man enough to cut it off, I'm man enough to fuck it.
Where did
Lemmy say that? Where is that?
It was like on Behind, not behind the music, but like when they do like the classic albums for Ace of Spades, I think he was talking about.
Did that even come up?
Screwing a tranny, a post-op tranny or something.
Wow.
You know, Ghost, I feel, get a lot of women. The last time I saw Ghost.
It's very sexy music.
Yeah.
Noticing that last night.
A lot
of females there,
Yeah, and there was a girl in a limited edition Ghost shirt, which they only had on their last tour.
Dildo shirt?
No, it wasn't a dildo. I didn't know they had a dildo shirt. I know they have a dildo.
Right.
But I didn't know that.
The one that came with the box.
Shoulder pads.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the box set thing.
But she got up on, like, the speaker area and was, like dancing as if she was a stripper, and she wasn't just like, you know, just, you know, a star fucker. She knew all the words, and she had, like, she was putting on a show of her own for the band in response to the music. So you guys got to get on that.
Dude, that's never fucking happened.
Yeah, maybe if you slow it down a little for the ladies.
I can only go so slow. Halfway, mid-tempo.
And only for a second.
But I mean, you pointed out that it's a girl doing it, but I pretty much see guys doing that at shows all the time.
Up on speakers, grinding.
Yeah,
grinding the speakers.
I see guys like standing on stage, just like rocking out and singing along.
But you
and
just go to Scissor Sisters concerts, so it's a whole different vibe.
I'm just saying, why do you have to point it out? Because it's a girl.
You just answered your own question.
I think because we just spent the 5 minutes before that talking about eating pussy probably led to it. or actually not eating pussy.
Yeah. Eating post-op pussy.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember the post-op pussy, Noah?
Yeah.
Whoever's done that in this room, raise their hand.
You don't believe that?
I'm not going to tell you to raise their hand.
Everybody but us.
That's a radio trick.
I remember they had a post-op vagina on Howard Stern once. Mm-hmm.
Just the vagina?
No, they mean the woman.
It came in and
was
like,
brought it in a jar.
It's like in a fish tank.
Oh, it's frightening. I don't know. I feel like the technology is not there yet.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You know,
yeah.
If someone wants to do, you know, like to change sexes, I have no problem with it, but I feel like.
I just feel there's better ways to spend money. I'm just naturally cheap. And I just feel like you're spending so much money.
Oh.
Just do something else with that money.
But you said you were cheap. I thought you meant you were planning.
Oh, no. If I were, I'd spend the money elsewhere.
I guess anything you want bad enough, you'll make happen.
Well, actually, I think I'm not sure if insurance covers it, but
no,
I know.
Not.
I read that like this
That's
woman.
That's optional.
It's cosmetic.
In prison, there was a person that was getting hormones from the prison medical office, and then he wanted an operation so bad he sued the prison system for I forget what the term is, but like for cruel and unusual punishment to give him hormones and not give him the
should have
surgery.
Just crowdfunded it.
Yeah.
Not give him the surgery. No, and
Kickstarter.
No, he
got my vagina.
Kickstarter.
He won.
Stick stopper.
He won, so then the government paid for his surgery. For his,
it's weird.
So people get like go to jail.
Well, I think they do also approve the insurance in some cases because people are like suicidal or whatever and they need it. Like in other words, they're gonna go nuts.
Yeah, wrong brain and wrong body type stuff.
Exactly. If a psychologist signs off on it, you know.
Why are we talking about that, man? Jeez, where we go?
I know. It's a
2-hour show.
Damn it, Lemmy.
Well, let's talk about the president. Let's not.
You guys have toured with some like legends. Danzig always comes to mind.
Mm-hmm,
like, do you guys have any cool Danzig stories, or was he nice to you?
Oh, he was great.
He was really nice to us.
Yeah,
that's the only the story we've told the most is just he kind of like barged into our green room like on the first or second day because we were in there laughing at some pair of panties that ended up in our green room, and we're like, oh shit! And then he like yelled at us for a minute, but then he was just
who's
joking.
Making all this noise.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm just kidding. Like, you know, thanks for being on the tour and all this other shit, and then invite us into his green room to hang out and drink beers. So like, he was a very nice guy in my experience.
Cool.
I'm just kidding, but keep it down.
It's like when your blood runs cold for a millisecond, like, oh man, we're already going home. And it's like, I'm just bullshitting. And then gave us a great big pep. It was actually our first theater tour ever. You know, we had done lots of club tours, and then before that, fucking, I don't know how many basement shows and shit like that. And to be on your first theater tour, Blackest of the Black, what was that, 2008?
Mm-hmm.
And,
wow, it feels like it
dude, this is our fucking 10-year anniversary. Go figure that out.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you, man.
Well, at least it's getting bigger and bigger. I feel like you guys are on an upward trajectory.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the only way to do it.
I think it's a slow climb, and we're heading the right direction, yeah.
Yeah.
They're the anti-Metallica. Metallica started out big, and now they're just, you know, the albums are going into the toilet.
But they still make millions of dollars.
Yeah, right.
Well, who...
you guys think money
who doesn't, though, actually? Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah. Come on.
He's showing his true colors.
Oh, I just feel like the trajectory thing could be, you know, what kind of trajectory
fine.
Of cred or of, like financial
it's a metaphor.
Or...
It can be whatever I want it to
all
be.
All right, well, I was just trying to figure out what that was.
It's up to you to decide.
Exactly.
It's choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
I do know what that is, D&D guy. I do know what choose your own adventure is.
If you think Metallica's trajectory is going down, flip to page 47.
We should have just brought up like that fucking unicorn on that cartoon uni that always got like, you know, there's like a D&D cartoon or whatever.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah.
And there was like a little unicorn and like they'd be like, there's the portal, I can see
we're
the arcade
home.
And then like uni's like eating some like bucket of sugar somewhere and they're like, uni, no, and they go back and get him and get stuck in.
And now we're still stuck in the alternate universe. I'm like, leave that fucker to get crunched and go home.
How did I never see this? That sounds
great.
Oh, every episode is, we're almost home. Uni, no!
Like
I would
Bottle
kill that motherfucker myself to go home.
Yeah, why do you really need a unicorn?
You can't take it home.
Yeah.
Once you leave, it's going to get crunched anyway. So watch that, old school D&D Dungeons & Dragons cartoon.
I will.
I like that.
Uni, no!
That's what I'm going to say tonight. Baraka, baraka, bop, bop. Uni, no! And then we all disappear.
Yeah.
Back to Puerto Rico.
Back to the land of plantains. I must have ate fucking 50 pounds of plantains in 3 days.
So good. So good.
Fried plantains?
Oh, yeah. It was great. What is it? Tostones?
Tostones.
Yeah.
That's our resident Hispanic guy.
Half Hispanic.
Don't look at me.
Which half?
My father's side is from Spain. I'm all...
I mean,
all,
like,
the bottom half.
Well... I'm pretty much all Yid, though. I'm all Jew, so I feel like there's very little to represent Latino in me.
Except when you say Latino.
No, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Empanada.
Right. TTT.
Whenever you say Yid, though, I feel like you're calling yourself an Orthodox Jew.
Really? I just feel like it means taste. Jew. I don't...
Well, you could just say Jew. You don't have to say Yid.
All right. Is that the correct terminology, Noor?
I don't know. It just... makes me feel like you're an Orthodox Jew. And like,
what if I wear
pants? It took a second for it to sink in, but that was good.
I was called.
Well, I didn't know if it was this real, so I was like, I'm not going to laugh at that. But
Angela.
I'm trying to get I'm trying to get that to catch on, and no one ever picked it up.
And I'm just so used to it that it just rolls off my back.
It's not an insult. It's just my Tony Danza accent.
Yeah, you know her.
It's a term of endearment.
I'm Noah.
I fucking Noah.
Grand Corluigi just called me Boner.
Boner.
Well,
from growing pains.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's dead now, that guy.
Really?
Yeah. Like
he killed himself, didn't he?
In like some like real popular like suicide park almost. Like,
oh, really?
A bunch of people go in there and like hang themselves, I think.
He was like missing for a few weeks and then,
That eluded me completely. What was his story? Why did he kill himself?
Dude, your name is Boner.
Yeah. 20 years later,
that was the worst
name.
That was the worst fucking character name ever.
Well, his name was Sylvester Stabone in the show.
Yeah.
And they called him Boner. So I said, your parents think you're Sylvester Stallone? He goes, who knew?
The 80s were a weird time for, like, the friend on a sitcom having a weird name, like Cockroach.
Cockroach.
I like that one. Yeah, that's pretty good.
But he was, like the most clean-cut guy. Why was he Cockroach? You would figure it would be a drug dealer or something.
Cosby Show wasn't going to have drug dealers.
Right, but so why name the guy Cockroach?
That little fat kid that used to come for the parties.
Oh,
Peter.
Peter.
Yeah.
there was a drug dealer in one episode because fucking... Theo had a fucking joint. He had like found a joint.
Oh,
in
a school book.
Yeah.
Did like Vanessa find it or some shit?
Yeah.
A very
Vanessa.
Special.
Vanessa.
It's working.
Oh, it's catching on.
Oh, wait, not for nothing. Listen,
you should do all your stage banner tonight with a thick Tony Danza accent.
No, it wouldn't work.
You just say what comes naturally to you on stage, right? You can't fake it.
I mean, sometimes you end up going, didn't I say that fucking last night? Hopefully there's no one here from the show. But I've already seen kids in line tonight that were there last night, so I need to switch it up.
I'm saying, like, you don't think up banter and then say it, right? You just talk to the audience.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, it's funny the things that go through your head when you're actually singing and on stage that have nothing to do with the job you're there to do. Mm. You'll be, you know, just going through doing your thing and fucking singing your lyrics and everyone's, you know, the smoke and the crowd's getting crazy, and then you're thinking, is my fucking fly down?
Zach loves the door of my back
part. Or like when you're headbanging and you can feel your fucking nuts swinging, you're like, man.
That's the funniest.
That is weird as fuck, dude, because sometimes when you're headbanging, you can actually feel your junk come kind of loose in your pants, and it's like apple bagging against
Boxer briefs. That's my recommendation. Holds everything in one place.
Yeah, I love like the been on tour for like, of course I change my number more than once every 2 weeks, but like let's say you have that particularly sweaty show and then you put on like a brand spanking new pair of like pretty fucking tight
boxer tight briefs. Again.
Man,
yeah.
I fucking
that's
nice. I love that mother's hold.
That mother's hold.
The cradle.
Yeah.
Do you guys like throw out underwear and buy new underwear while you're on the road, or do you just wash it up?
I usually keep underwear. I throw away socks.
Socks go away.
Oh, okay. Socks are just too disgusting.
Sometimes. Especially when in Europe, absolutely.
And they're cheaper.
They're not coming home with me on European tour.
Why specifically on a European tour? What's going on? What's with the ground?
Well, because I don't really have time to go to like, the store, and you can only bring so many, or your bag gets too heavy. Now you're paying for fucking socks.
Yeah.
So you wear them a little longer than you might normally.
Right.
And then once it's done, they're living there.
Do you give it the old sniff test? Like,
No, I hate smelling stuff, man. Like when people are like, I'll do this reek, smell it. I'm like, you're fucking crazy. So I don't even look at my fucking Duke, man, when I'm thinking of shit. I just fucking flush it up and I don't see that shit.
So I always look.
You gotta look. You gotta see what's going on down there.
Only if it felt weird.
Yeah. I have a feeling.
Be proud of your achievements?
No, I don't care
see
about
if there's blood in there.
I was going to say, what if there's a little disturbance in the forest?
You know, out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah,
that's true.
Wow.
There was an old saying that if a man had found blood in his stool, shit in the dark for a week. Because, like, in other words, women will go right to the hospital, a man will just turn the light off and shit in the dark.
For sure.
Yeah. Hope it goes away.
Yeah. So, no, I'm not smelling anything.
Mm-hmm.
So don't ask me
I'm a little bit of a smeller, but not with like underwear or socks. It's more like like a stage shirt or like fucking Lucia's armpits. I'll sneak up behind him and fucking dig in there. We call him Ole Onion sometimes.
Oh no!
It gets a little Taco Bellish.
Oh,
he's probably gonna kick my ass for saying that. But.
Oh yeah, when we went to Sounds of the Underground, like that was the first time I've been to like outdoor venues and all that, but like we were actually working, so we were like back where all the musicians were. And that was my first time being in that scenario. and it was just body odor, like,
yeah.
It's
like mist.
It's understandable.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
sure.
playing in the, but it was like a whole world of funk.
But also, they just hang their like venue clothes.
Well, yeah, you usually wear the
bus.
Same shit.
Yeah, so you're just smelling the stink of their shirt.
Well, yeah, because it gets like if you say you get a particularly sunny day, it really gets like baked in.
Yeah.
So you have your stage attire, and then you have like your regular day attire.
Yeah. Right.
Works.
Yeah, I don't want
to
wear.
It took us about 5 years to figure it out. Like I would play a show in my just in my clothes, and I'd get in the van, and then we'd sleep in the van, and then I would wake up and drive all day in it, and then play a show in it, and then our first van was the fucking it was a monkey cage. It fucking reeked.
So the chat asked if Serpents Unleashed is actually an album about your nasty shits that you took on tour.
No.
I've never called a shit a serpent.
Well, if it's long enough.
Remember, I don't look.
Yeah.
I think, if anything, it's more about the junk coming unleashed when you're wearing
his pants.
That's
right?
The serpent unleashed, I would say.
Tuck it in. Tuck it back in.
Just a little gaffer tape, you're fine.
Shit's expensive.
To keep costs down. When you guys are in Europe, do you have like a bus, not a van driver, like someone, or you guys are
we
driving
don't drive
in
ourselves,
Europe?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we either share a bus with the bands we're on tour with, or we have like a sprinter.
Oh, okay.
And they have a driver. Usually the sprinter company will provide a driver.
Oh, okay.
That has, you know, you got to have like these weird highway stickers to go on certain roads and all that mess.
Yeah.
So I don't know really of any bands. I mean, I'm sure it's happened, absolutely, but personally, I don't know anyone that's driven themselves.
Yeah, but in the U.S., you're all about the van. You're all about the van life. You're already used to it.
Well, it's all we can, you know, can't afford it.
Yeah.
Being a bus.
You'd like it, but you'd rather save
sure,
on the money.
Great, but, you know, unless it was something that you really needed it for, like impossible drives, then you just have to pay money.
Like with the summer, like with Mayhem Fest, it's like three states over the next day.
Yeah.
So you don't want to.
Yeah, you need someone to drive you overnight.
Yeah.
There's too many accidents have happened with bands that, you know, that have those long drives and they take it upon themselves and then, you know, unfortunate things happen because people have to sleep.
Yeah.
Do you guys divide the driving time? So it's one person that drives?
Yeah, I always
there
do.
There is.
You drive and then you have to perform and stuff? It doesn't, like...
Yeah, well, like, when we played that, like, that show we played at Europa 2 years ago or last year.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good show.
Yeah,
we drove overnight from Charlotte. And then
forever,
like an 8-hour drive?
And still played. Because we had to be here. You know, we had to beat traffic and everything, so we had to get here at, like, 2:30 or 3.
Yeah.
So
I have a poster up from that show in my bathroom.
Sweet.
Nice.
But, yeah, usually, you know, I think getting, let's say, 4 hours of sleep at night is better than trying to do it all night. Because as long as you're sleeping when it's dark and you're awake when the sun's out, it's a lot.
You can get up early.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier than just, nope, we got to do it overnight. It's like, I don't think
you're the designated driver. You're always doing the driving?
Yeah.
Do people, like, does someone else have to carry your amp on stage to make up for that?
No. It's my choice. It's not like, you know, no one made me do it.
Don't trust any of these guys.
I mean, like, I don't mind, like, if Chance drives sometimes, like, he has driven before, but, you know, I just don't like being in the back of the van. I'd rather be looking at shit. Like,
you know, if he wasn't driving, he would be awake anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Kind of the way he sees it. He would be up there hitting that passenger side brake.
Gotcha.
So, he just does it, and that's fine with me.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone in the band.
Pretty good at it. I pulled into... a toll booth today, and it was one for not for trucks, because, and I have a wide trailer, so the guy had to stop traffic and I had to back out of it and go into another one. You know, we didn't get too many horn honks, you know, the popular New York thing, but...
I love the horn here.
Yeah. Okay, it doesn't make anything different, but...
Yeah.
You know, I don't even remember what road it was on. It's a real big wide one, and there's a cash lane on the far, far left and the far, far right.
They try to make the cash lane so inconvenient so that you're forced to get easy pass.
And
then that way they can charge you extra tolls without you even knowing.
Rack it up.
But it worked out okay. I didn't, you know, because we...
The dude was quite helpful, which I was shocked.
He was nice.
Yeah.
I was waiting for...
He probably was...
Oh, you fucking idiot.
I
knew.
God damn.
Well, maybe it's the most exciting thing in his day.
Yeah, that's
true. Could have been. I made
a
joke.
A reason to stand up.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sure I'm not the first asshole that did this today. And he looked at me and goes... you are. I was like, damn it.
Well, we never have to look at him again.
Yeah.
No, he'll be there next time.
I always think about this guy. Like, what a depressing job that is. Spent 8 hours in a booth collecting change or a dollar.
And like
handing tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've watched all your colleagues disappear because of all the easy pass lanes. You're like the last standing man.
Yeah,
I mean, as far as, is it easy? Probably. It's not the most stressful thing, but I would, they would define me dead in there.
Yeah.
That's
just having a,
for that being your life, like every day?
Or I'd be just be ripped. Because it can't be that, you know, 85 cents, please. I would probably just be like, oh.
I'm surprised we don't, like, every other day hear stories about them getting caught, like, whacking off in the booth or whatever.
You know,
like,
you know what happens.
Yeah, it's got to.
I was wondering just about, like, the dump-taking situation. Like, there's got to be some kind of stairway in there, you know, shitter underneath the road or something like that.
I just imagine they sit in there on an actual toilet
all the time. Yeah, that would make the most sense.
Maybe that's their bench.
Yeah. Why not?
A stool, I guess.
I have some. I have seen, like, somebody bring, like, a little TV.
Mm-hmm.
And, like,
sure. Or sometimes the we've definitely seen some ladies singing their ass off.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like you would in the shower.
Yeah.
And just living their dreams in the toll booth with whatever it is, just turned up to 11 and just singing so loud and hanging, thanks, honey, and just fucking getting after it. And that's entertaining. So more power to you. Whatever you can do not to kill yourself in that booth.
There's a lot of different, you know, there's like the old lady who's sweet. There's like just a pissed off guy. There's a guy who wants to talk to you for like 5 minutes about why you're in a band and tell you how cool Sam Hager is. And then there's like the there's like the girls in their cell phone that don't even say anything to you. They're just talking to their friend like, I can't believe that happened. You know, what the fuck? And just like,
oh, let me get this motherfucker's money.
Yeah.
That type of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Like you're inconveniencing them by going through the booth. Like, they're just trying to have their conversation. Leave them alone.
Pick another lane.
Cool.
What have you been up to, Rob? I ain't seen you in a while.
Same old stuff. Dude.
Austin, Texas, last time we saw you.
Oh, yeah. That was
my first
show
ever playing with contact lenses.
Mm-hmm.
So I could actually see everyone in the crowd. And the first person I saw was you standing. My friend was like, no chance. It's Rob Injection. And he's like,
oh, yeah.
Called you out on stage.
Yeah, that was awesome. I felt really cool.
Yeah.
Great.
But I got a shout out. And then after the show, I mean, okay, I was very stoned already. And I was pretty drunk. I was drinking throughout the show. After the show, I don't want to say I got bombarded because I'm not that famous. But I feel like, three or four people came up to me, and I was like, all right, I need to get out of here. I cannot socialize right now. I'm way too intoxicated. I will just come off like a dick to these people.
Dude, hence why I have stopped smoking before shows.
Yeah.
Because I just get
totally
that tunnel vision, and I'm just like, man, I can't even deal. I just wait. I mean, weed will be there afterwards.
Oh, it will be.
Yeah, where's it going? It can't get up and walk off.
Rob's going to smoke all of it while you're not.
Yeah, I've hidden it.
No. Oh, okay, that's good.
Nate, you said you were wearing your contacts at that show. Did Rob have any barbecue stains on his face?
Oh,
I just got in, so I didn't have a chance to go.
Let him answer, Rob. Oh, yeah.
It was mustard under his fingernails, I think. Though.
That ain't mustard.
No, I bet there was mustard
somewhere.
I always wake up with like hot wing sauce. Like I'm like, did someone paint my nails down to sleep? I'm like, no, that was chicken wings.
Good times, good times.
And you lick your fingers clean. It's like second meal.
What's
wrong with that?
And by the way, that shout out, Rob, that definitely was $10 in crowdfunding. I've noticed that people would definitely, I'll totally give you a shout out for $10.
Isn't that
supposed to be fucking free?
Wait a minute, like bands that do it?
What? Absolutely.
Wow.
There's I think rap artists will charge you like $10
to follow you.
To follow you.
Wow. On Twitter.
Oh my god.
But no,
god.
I've seen bands in our very genre be like, well, for $5 I'll tweet you thank you.
Wow.
Dude, thanks and high fives and shout outs always shall stay free with Skeleton Witch.
Good to know. Good to know.
It's like big band. I probably don't want to call anyone out by name.
No, I do not.
But this is like a big band.
I think we've said enough.
You know what? They know who they are.
Yeah. And now if you see random thank yous in the band's Twitter feed, you know.
Now you're
It's like when a dude gets in his back pocket and pulls out a list, I need to thank the following people. It costs $10 a head.
Wow,
that's insane. I mean, I think the whole crowdfunding thing, to a point, is good. It's like basically a pre-order for like if a band's recording an album.
If you get something you can hold.
Yeah.
Yes.
If it's for what?
For a tweet.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's absurd. Yeah. For something digital.
To say thank you.
Music. Yeah.
Well, a tweet is digital.
Yeah, I'm saying it's absurd to charge
music
for like.
Digital.
Yeah. No, the music's not.
Confusing me, Rob.
Yeah. But a tweet. By the way, I will be tweeting. I'll do a $5 shout out.
$4.99. You got
$4.99.
Okay. Undercut, man. Undercut.
Such a deal.
One night only.
Yeah, the nice price.
I will tweet you, and if you buy now, If you buy two shout-outs, the third shout-out, free.
The third shout-out, $2.
Three shout-outs for $9.98. That's what a deal. What a deal.
You can't get anything these days for $9.98.
What can you get for $9.98? Yeah, no tax included, no shipping.
Brilliant.
There is a handling fee, though. I like it. Thanks for the idea, guys.
Oh, yeah, man.
Great marketing idea. All right, well, we'll let you guys go. You have a show to play later.
Yeah, we've got a
sound
check to do. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
don't even.
We started talking shit. It's time to get us out of here.
No, actually, now that you're all warmed up, we should keep you around a little longer.
Give me two more beers, and I'll get kicked out of the band.
By the way, we have a live read here. For $20, we can shave your name, your user junkie name, into Bruno's fur. Do a video.
Nose dog Bruno.
Bruno doesn't want that.
No, too bad. We need money.
Hey. He gets none of that. What would a dog do with a 20 anyway?
Eat it.
And poop
it
out.
Eat it
and shit out of it and not look at it.
Eat it again.
Yeah, not look at the toilet bowl.
He won't eat it. He'll just tear it apart. He likes to tear paper and cardboard.
Oh, it's a gentle soul.
Him and I both. What?
Bruno would enjoy that Puerto Rican hotel too, right?
Oh, he would love.
Bruno's a gay dog.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
That's other dog's test.
Post-op?
That I don't know. I haven't checked back there.
Happy.
Yeah.
Well, man, I thanks a lot for having us, man. It's really been cool. We like I said, we're playing tonight in New York City with Ghost. I guess we'll be called Brooklyn.
This is Brooklyn,
okay,
yeah. Technically. Yes.
Okay. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
It's fine. Right. You can say New York.
What's up, Milwaukee?
That would be good. In this part of town, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, I rock.
Just say you're in Germany. Or France. There's a lot of Germans.
Just don't say you're in Staten Island. That's like a
big Okay, good to know.
Or New Jersey, probably.
Oh, yeah.
New Jersey, Long Island, Staten Island.
It's not Coof.
What about Long Island? Is
Long Island's a rivalry.
Staten Island?
No. We are typing we on Long Island, but no.
This is a part of Long Island. It's just
we don't like to admit it, though.
Yeah. No, it's not. We're part of Queens.
And to anyone that's listening, I don't have any beef with any of this. These guys, man. I'm just happy to be here.
But also, you guys are on tour for, like, basically the next month, right? You're playing a lot of shows.
No, not really.
Oh.
Dude, you got my name wrong now.
Yeah. Rob, I guess the tour started.
Friends, Rob.
The tour started before the Ghost show.
Spot check, what's their last name?
Oh, jeez.
Nope. No, not even going to
Well, you know what? I know Rob's last name as Injection.
Yeah.
Yes, so, there you go.
Fair. But if that's what he told you and you remember it,
it's
probably
fine.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember seeing it.
And you meet so many people, and yet you still have the courtesy to remember Rob's name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that face. And remember when he had that face. Fucking hair?
Yeah.
Good Lord. That fucking like.
Oh, yeah. It's summertime. I had to.
Well, Rob's been this height since like age 17, and he's living around my neighborhood. And if he'd be the first guy you'd see on the block.
He's been that tall for a whole year. All right.
Congratulations, Rob.
Yeah. I'm very easy to spot at a show. I'm usually the
really stone tall guy.
Yeah, if you're there with Rob, you never get lost.
Fire bad. That's how I sound when I'm not stoned. Fire bad, unless it's on joints. All right, well, we'll let you guys go.
Cool.
You get a few more shows. Pick up Skeleton Witch's new album, Serpents Unleashed, out October 15th.
Or a Tuesday there before or after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. On prosthetic.
So October,
I'm sure there are going to be some cool pre-order packages.
Absolutely, yeah, sure.
With a serpent. Are you guys going to be doing like a dildo package, like Ghost?
No.
Don't.
It's already been done.
No.
Instead of throwing them out, you should just include the socks.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's
Jack rag.
Yeah, you can get my particular strain of athlete's foot on there.
All right,
show's
cool.
Over.
All right, thank you guys.
Yeah, let's play that with my favorite Skeleton Witch song, Crushed Beyond Dust.
Oh. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Metal Injection Livecast. Nope. Just kidding. Bet you got excited, though. Sucker. Here's another lame song. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Keep listening to the Metal Injection Livecast, you whack-ass busters. Or I'll bust a robotic cap in yo ass. Fools.
Oh, This is Shlomo, and you are listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
Did I ever tell you about that time I went down on a heroin addict for two tickets to a Bon Jovi concert? It wasn't as bad as I expected. What? We're recording? Oh dear God. Now people will know that I like Bon Jovi. We now return to the Metal Injection live cast.
Very embarrassing for Chuck Blandington. Welcome back to the live cast. Thanks again to Skeleton Witch, Nathan.
Yeah, that was a great interview.
Garnett.
Was that it?
No.
Yes.
Rob had 20 minutes of music break to study in.
We have, let's go over the music break. Started with Skeleton Witch, Crushed Beyond Dust. Moved on to Nails with Wide Open Wound. And then Trap Them with Every Walk a Quarantine.
That was only three songs that break?
Then.
Oh, okay.
We got a little Evan Brewer, little instrumental album.
That made my ears perk.
Microscopic Scale was the track, my favorite track on his new album, which is great. Spawn of Possession next with Cabinet, and we wrapped it all up with a little Morbid Angel with
right
Angel
here
on
at
Disease.
Liquid Metal, right, Rob?
With Angel of Disease, right here on the Metal Injection live cast.
Followed by Morbid Angel, Kill a Cop.
It's true.
What, you don't like that song, Noah?
They're ode to Marilyn Manson.
What were they thinking of with that?
I think Rob just explained it.
I think they were.
I mean, he's proud of it, I feel. I don't know.
They
want to
get on Ice-T's radar. Maybe get a tour with Body Count.
Who were we talking about while we were at break? That
Aaron did not like Pacific Rim.
Oh, okay, is not the phrase.
I haven't seen it, but I've seen a lot of positive reviews for it.
Yeah, I found myself in the minority on this issue.
Maybe Darren was the only person who wasn't stoned while watching the movie.
That's highly possible.
Who did you see the movie with?
I saw it with Jennifer.
Did she like it? Or did she?
I don't think she hated it as much as I did.
Okay.
But I may have had more expectations for it because I grew up with, like, you know, manga and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so you said it was a tribute to, like, Godzilla?
Half Godzilla and half, like, Gundam Wing, you know, Robotech and stuff like that, where they make the big robot guys to fight the sea monsters and all that shit and aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what it is. It's basically just a Tarantino-esque homage to a whole other genre, like a love letter to it, but it's terrible.
Because there's nothing beyond that? It's just the homage without adding anything?
It's worse. I would have rather have had that. In other words, just have them fighting for mm-hmm. 2 hours. There is plenty. There's like a whole backstory to the characters, and it's so poorly executed.
Really?
That it's like, I just want, just stop, just show me some fights.
The cast is so good. It's like one of those casts where they put people from all my favorite TV shows into a blender.
Yeah.
And like
Idris Elba.
Though, to be fair, that was also what the movie Drive was, and I think that's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Though I am in the minority on that. People love that fucking movie, and I thought it was garbage.
Allegedly a classic.
Yeah.
But, I think it's a classic, but it was interesting.
I thought it was well done.
It was very insulting to the audience, I thought.
Well,
at least to me.
But back to Pacific Rim, I feel like I don't blame the cast at all because I think they did the best they could do with the material, but it was just such a horrible, horrible script, horrible dialogue, and the actual fights weren't even that good. Like, I feel like we were talking about the tranny operations are not, the technology's not there yet. I feel the same thing. Like,
but the technology should be there. Like,
I don't think
right?
the technology is there for. I think CGI. This is my philosophy on it. CGI should be complementary. In other words, like Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they used models. They used all these like paper mache things and then they augmented it with like laser CG. All that kind of stuff. Okay, fine, it works.
But doing it that way now is not practical. It's too expensive to do it that way, so they'd rather do it all CGI.
But, all right, that's fine, but when you have a movie where the majority, in other words, over 90% of the action is completely CGI, it looks like shit to me.
How I felt about 300.
I didn't see 300, believe it or not.
You're a lucky man.
I wanted to.
That movie, I agree, is just like...
You liked it when we saw it.
Rob
liked it for a different reason.
I liked it for the graphics. Yeah, the graphics are great.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with you that it's not practical to do that. Because if you use it in a small way, in other words, just like I said, to complement the action, I don't think it would be that
close. Wait a minute. Did you mean I liked it because of the men in the underwear?
I was trying to give you an out, and you went right back to... While I was talking just now, Noah and Sid were in tears, looking at each other.
It's like, how did I not make that joke? Noah, I was possessed.
I was trying to get Rob off that path.
I have to say, like...
Wait, you were trying to get me off? What is going on here?
I was trying to get you off dick.
Well, I have to, like, I think spending so much
time... Rob just spit his beer all over himself. All right.
Spending so much time with you guys, like, over the last, like, 5 years, I feel like in certain situations sometimes, like, I resemble your personalities.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm definitely Rob a lot of the time.
Uh-huh. When you smoke weed.
Yeah, or, like, if I just don't care. if I'm outside in my slippers and, like...
I would never.
I'm afraid what you're going to say about me.
No. I mean... I'm just saying that Sid...
That's like your super cunty side.
...has rubbed off on me.
Really?
I thought you were asleep when I did that.
Take that to another room.
Well, all of you have rubbed off on me a little bit.
You're like
bit.
The cookie in our circle jerk of personalities.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. Well. I knew... Like, I just felt like Sid would be proud a little.
You're correct.
Well, that's what the show is to me. Most of the time is me trying to make the three of you laugh. And if the audience likes it too, that's great too.
What was that sound? Somebody fart?
No.
Is that your phone, Rob?
I got my insides are brewing. I just ate my Indian takeout.
Nice. Oh, yeah. You ate a goat?
I ate some goat.
He ate a whole goat.
I had frog legs this weekend.
There actually wasn't much meat in there. I would have said I would have gave you a little piece if I ate.
Oh well, it was called goat karma. It's
korma,
just the
karma
of the goat.
Korma.
Oh,
it's spirit.
Is it like? Is it comparable to lamb goat?
Very much so. Yeah.
You love that website.
Comparable to lamb?
No, you said lamb goat.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that's
I got
a website.
It.
I think.
That is a website. That's a great website.
There you see.
Well, at one point they weren't such a great website.
Why?
Weren't there a lot of like people trolling on there?
Oh, sure. That's why it's great. Good comments.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had frog legs, fried frog legs. Mm-hmm. It was fine.
Was
it
there a dipping sauce?
Yeah, it was like a ranch? Like a spicy, like a salsa. Like
chipotle
a spicy.
Mayo?
It was a buffalo, like a buffalo dipping sauce. So it kind of tasted like buffalo wings, but it was frog legs.
Where was this? So you had frog legs?
Trafe.
Wait, Trafe?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Traif.
It means what you think it means. It's like a Jewish,
whatever. Like hipster Jews own this place, and they have shellfish and like pork things, like things that aren't kosher.
I thought it was a coincidence.
No,
it's like hipster Williamsburg's fuck off to Jewish Williamsburg.
Has any Jews complained about it yet?
Oh, it's been open forever, so I don't think so. But it's so good, so many great. They have like share plates. It's kind of it's like a bunch of tapas.
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 I don't know. Ask Darren.
Yeah, really.
That was
he's our ethnic.
Says the Middle Eastern Israeli.
Noah is on fire today. Good God, he is our ethnic.
I'm the ethnic.
Wow. Can we change the website bio of Darren to say Darren is the
ethnic? I'm
the
ethnic. I'm the token ethnic. I am the queen of ethnic. I am the queen of promiscuous.
Somehow sexy my vagina. Somehow sexy my vagina. Somehow sexy my vagina.
By the way, you know how songs have like a little parenthetical thing, like, you know. The name of this song is Tickle Tickle My Vagina, parentheses, Classic Hooker.
Oh, okay. Classic Hooker was the original name, but her label was like, no, you should go with Tickle Tickle My Vagina.
It's more catchy. Yeah,
people will recognize it quicker.
Good Lord.
I don't think she's on a label.
I always wonder about that when they have like that really long song title with the parentheses. It's like, could the label and the band really not come to a compromise where you have to like add a parenthesis?
Sometimes people do it for humor.
Well, also sometimes it's just the parenthetical is like an extension of what the song is.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm thinking like, for example, the Deftones song My Own Summer, Shove It. They should have just called it Shove It.
Or My Own Summer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he says Shove It in the song, so call it that. So people are like, oh, I know what it is.
Well, aren't they considered prog?
Deftones?
Yeah.
I don't know.
In a way, they're prog. It was just a prog title.
Okay.
I've never heard anyone call
Deftones prog.
Yeah.
They're not progressive? Aren't they like...
Progressive new metal, maybe?
I
don't know.
Anything's progressive when you compare it to like Korn or some shit like that, I mean.
Oh. I don't really listen to the Deftones, by the way.
Oh.
That's why.
You only listen to bands where every member is still alive?
Yeah.
Hey-o, right? Because no. One of them's dead.
Not all the bands she listens to.
He's not progressing anymore, right?
They're called alternative metal by Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
I guess they are more of an alternative band than a metal band. Like, whatever.
I wouldn't say they're metal at all, really.
Yeah.
So I think they're one of the alternative bands that it's cool for metalheads to like.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe they're metalheads in an alternative rock band, and they're considered metal.
They're the Ethnics of metal. Right, Noah?
Not Sepultura?
I guess. But no, because Sepultura is not from here, so where they're from, they're not considered ethnic.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
They're just people of that country.
Yeah, you're all considered ethnic where they're from.
Yeah, see?
Blend right in. Yeah, right.
The Zapato is on the other foot. I had to pause and remember what
I like,
she was.
You said that like you were butthead or something.
Did I?
Yeah, the Zapato is on the other foot.
Is there a naked dude on your desktop, Rob? What's going
on? It's the metal injection caption contest. It's the guy in the woods. I don't know.
Where'd you find
that
picture?
To reveal it.
On Awkward Band Photos.
Oh.
It's a Facebook group. My secrets are being revealed. I'm looking at the news of the week.
The nudes of the week?
News! News!
Just checking.
There's news this week.
What's going on?
Oh, a Subway employee put his penis on sandwich bread.
Oh, yeah, right. I remember that.
Oh, and then another, what's this? Another freezed his urine?
Yeah.
What?
At work.
He freezed his pee in a bottle.
Froze.
Why?
Froze.
Why would you do that?
Well, yeah, I didn't say
really
freeze.
Yes.
Do we have the uncensored version of
the
this penis bread photo?
The ethnic speak English.
Because I think it would be way more disgusting if it was an uncut penis. Because then you might get smegma on the bread.
Wow. That's what the Chipotle sauce is.
Oh.
Chipotle smegma.
Well, I mean, this is what happens when you hire workers for minimum wage.
Yeah.
They hate their jobs
they
and they stick their dicks on things.
But then again, Anthony Weiner.
I've never stuck my dick on a thing.
No. I was going to ask you if you ever tasted any smeg. A little smeg.
A smeg in my sub?
Yeah. No, not necessarily in a sub. Just what? Yeah.
I don't know what smeg would taste
like. Because
you take, you know, the cum thing. I just thought maybe.
What? Where's he? But you're circumcised, though, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
So where's he getting this?
You can't get smegma if you're circumcised?
What if he's really sweaty?
Then he.
No, yeah,
be
you,
like,
can, you can still get smegma.
Can you?
Yeah.
How?
Where would it build?
Don't wash. I don't know.
But I thought it was from the uncircumcised, the flap skin. It wasn't from inside your dick.
It's from moisture and, like, dead skin cells.
Yeah.
But that only builds up when there's, like, that little crease.
Maybe if you just didn't take your drawers off for, like, a week or something.
But
yeah.
Then wouldn't that just be, like, underwear lint?
Probably be some schmeg in there.
Do any of our listeners know if circumcised penises could get smegma?
I've only had the schmeg one. before I got circumcised. But that doesn't mean you can't have it.
My favorite actress is Schmeg Ryan. Rob?
Yes.
You approve of that naked?
Favorite ball player? Schmegel Cabrera.
Oh.
Schmegel.
Chocolate Croissant in the chat says, only on uncircumcised penis.
See, there we go. Rob.
I had a little schmeg.
It might have just been pus.
Or maybe it was
infection.
Just icing.
No, it was definitely smegma. I looked it
dried
up.
Dried cum?
No,
icing.
It was smegma.
Did you stick your
But also, I have. I feel like on the bottom of my penis, I've talked about this on the show, I feel like I have a little... excess skin from my foreskin left over, like my
everyone does. Oh, they'll cut the whole thing.
So cleanly. That's where it was. That's where the schmeck grew.
I don't have that.
And I was
don't have that.
You don't
have
any
streamlined, smooth.
Mine's
was
about halfway down.
Cock.
It's actually like a good half a penis of skin still on.
No, I don't have that.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought that was normal. In fact, where the stitches were only about halfway down my penis, and it looked like Franken penis. It was like all. Well, when it was stitched, now it looks all right.
Do you have any scars?
No, but it's a little slightly lighter shade, the top part, because it's, you know, I guess it was out less than the rest of it.
Well, usually with baby skin, like if you do it as a baby, the skin heals much better than an adult, so that's why.
Well, what can you do?
That's why Noah had her clitorectomy as a child.
Oh,
no.
It's completely healed now. You'd never think there was ever a clit there to begin with.
It's amazing you can squirt without a clit at all.
That is false information.
Oh, you can't squirt without a clit? Okay.
That's another. Let's ask the chat. Can you squirt without a clit?
They wouldn't know. This is a live show.
Well,
you
could because it's from your G-spot.
Oh.
Which is inside.
Yeah. So you technically don't need one.
See, there you go, Noah.
You'll be fine. All
right,
you're
good
all
thing right. I got the clitorectomy. That was called when I was a child.
I didn't even tell you what it was called.
Well, she was a child. She would have known.
It was in Hebrew. I don't know how to say it in Hebrew, not in English.
Schmegorectomy?
Yeah.
Well, with the... I'll tell my schmeg story.
Please do.
I spotted it one day, like, getting out of the shower.
Oh, so it was after you cleaned.
Well, maybe it was soap.
Well, yeah. No. Like, there was, like, I guess, like a hole in my foreskin.
Oh.
And it was, like, it was inside the hole. So there was, like, a layer of skin.
How'd that happen? They circumcised you with a hole puncher?
I feel like I know way too much about Rob's penis.
Oh, yeah. Show us.
We're very open on this show.
There's, like, a layer of skin over it. And at first I was like, did I contract something? What the hell is this? I don't know, and I was really freaked out, and then, like, the next day or the day after, it was, like, impossible to walk, like, it hurt.
Wow.
And then I looked,
maybe it was a sunflower seed.
No, it wasn't a sunflower seed. I looked, and, like, the smegma was pushed out a little of the hole, and I'm like, all right, I have to push it out, like push it. You push it out.
It sounds like pus to me.
It sounds. I don't know.
It sounds like pus.
Wasn't it like a pimple?
It was like the most painful thing I've ever had to do to push this like it was like this big.
Ew.
And to put it out of like this tiny little hole off the side of my penis skin.
You probably just had an ingrown.
It was so painful. It was so painful, but I finally did it, and it smelled so bad.
Yeah.
It didn't taste good either. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I didn't try it. That's the stuff.
Oh God.
So yeah, clean your dick for smegma, kids.
I never had more than like a drop of schmeg.
I don't. Yeah, I have no idea how it happened. Obviously, but you know.
I think it's you just had a really bad ingrown hair up there.
Okay, I'll take it.
I would have, like, you know, if I had the flu for 3 days and I didn't get up and take a shower or whatever, then I would start to get a little something.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's from, like, sweat and skin cells.
But if you just did the cursory wash down there, nothing would ever happen. That's such a myth that it's dirty to have a uncircumcised penis.
Yeah.
I'm against circumcising.
Campion says this may be one of the most disgusting stories in livecast history.
Yeah.
And it's impressive considering what's been on the show.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They're also saying you got a clitorectomy. Is that true,
Rob?
No. I've never had a clitoris to begin with.
Well, because it was done at a very young age before you were married.
Oh, I guess, yeah.
Because you were born like a half and half, like Jamie Lee Curtis. And then they just decided, he's got a mustache already. Might as well make him a boy.
I didn't have a mustache.
At birth, you had a penis, testicles, a clitoris, and a mustache. You had everything.
Just like Jamie Lee Curtis.
You were like a supreme pizza at birth. Just all toppings were there.
Wow.
So they just decided, well, let's just go meat lovers instead of veg.
Yeah. Veg lovers.
You ended up being your meat lover's pizza.
Oh, boy. You walked right into the lion's den.
Hi, Marina.
Marina's in the studio.
How you doing, Marina?
You walked into a conversation about smegma, by the way.
I actually just recently asked what the name of it was because I forgot.
Well, how did it come up?
Maybe we were talking about gay guys. I don't know.
It's not just a gay thing.
It's a delicacy, though, in that community. It's like foie gras.
All the hipster restaurants in Williamsburg are serving it.
With a little cranberry marmalade
Magra.
On the
side. Magra? Magra, no. Fox Mag? No. No. I'm trying to combine the words.
It's unnecessary.
Sorry. What?
So that would just be vaginal discharge.
That would be a yeast infection.
The other end.
Isn't magma?
Oh, butt smegma?
Ooh.
That would just be diarrhea.
Okay.
Begma?
Stop.
Yeah, Rob.
Bmegma?
Mega Man?
B-N-I-S.
The number to call, 646-929-1357. That's our phone number.
Share some smegma stories. Come on, kids.
I was like, that's my only smegma story. Let's see. What else is going on in the world? Al Jurgensen called Kerry King a douchebag.
The ministry guy.
Yeah, the guy from ministry. Cause I think it's just he's saying it because he's promoting his book. He's saying that one time they both played a festival, and Slayer played, and they were in the one trailer hanging out for too long, and then Ministry wanted to get in there, and they were like, come on, get out of our trailer. So then Ministry tipped over the trailer to get Slayer out of there.
What?
And I'm like, I don't know.
That doesn't sound
And then
plausible.
He just hated Kerry King. He said Kerry King showed up to one of their shows at the House of Blues in Anaheim, and just came backstage, ate all the food, and drank all the beer, and then said that his guitar player sucked.
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't know that that's a douchebag, I think. I would be surprised if Kerry King didn't do something like that. It sounds about right. Kerry King, you get to eat the buffet, I feel like.
What do you mean? You get to eat just at any venue?
He's fucking Kerry King, no? Isn't that...
Kerry King.
Yeah. There should be two buffets.
One.
If you know Kerry King's coming to the show.
one for everyone else and then one for Kerry King.
Yeah.
Got it.
I think that's reasonable. Especially now that Jeff Hanneman's dead, he's eating for two.
What? That's
he's
not
got
us.
A spirit inside of him, bro.
Is that confirmed?
I think so. I don't know.
You could be wrong.
This is all just off of Twitter and Roadrunner.
They're not even on Roadrunner.
No, Blabbermouth, I mean.
Okay.
That's run by Roadrunner, right?
No.
Isn't it?
It was hosted by Roadrunner
for a while. It's not anymore?
No, they have their own hosting now.
Why?
I'm not sure. I think,
Trouble in Paradise?
No, I think once... It was hosted as a favor to the guy that runs Blabbermouth because Monty Connor, who is the head of A&R at Roadrunner, when him were like really good friends, but then they got rid of Monty Connor.
What's he doing now?
He does A&R for another label. He started his own label.
Is it a good label? Anybody useful?
It's still new. They have like Black Star Riders, which is Thin Lizzy now, the band that used to be Thin Lizzy.
40 years ago.
He's
good
still
God.
Starting it up.
That's sad. All right. He doesn't count anymore.
Sorry.
R.I.P.
There you go. People think Roadrunner owns Blabbermouth. That is a fallacy. They never...
I thought.
Yeah. You're not the only one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know anything about metal, so my opinion really...
Well,
I'm still not sure I ever said that Skeleton Witch should be Witchy Skeleton. It really doesn't sound like something.
I don't remember that line specifically, but I remember you making fun of that
name.
I'm
sure I did, but I feel like I would have said something, unless it's just completely out of context.
Your face when that guy called up, my God, that was great.
Because I have no idea what the hell I said. I was like, surprise me. Could be anything.
Good work, Eggers.
Yeah.
Also, this week was the 30th anniversary of the first Metallica record, Kill 'Em All.
Ugh.
Darren, how does that make you feel?
Old.
Did you get it when it first came out?
Yes, on a cassette.
Where did you get it? Did you get it at Zigzag Records?
No, whatever that place was on King's Highway. I can't remember the Sound way. Music Factory?
Yeah.
Music Factory.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Music Factory.
Oh, wow. So you got it first week. How did you hear about Metallica?
Oh, I didn't get it the first week.
Oh, eventually you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But how'd you hear about Metallica?
My friends at school were metalheads.
Yeah.
But, like, how you were, like, what, 7?
No, I was 9.
Metalheads in elementary school?
Yeah. What other kind of music were they listening to?
You know, like Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden. And
wow.
There's a little clique of us. Actually, a funny thing is that I used to, like, you know, play Miss Pac-Man or whatever as a little kid. And there would be 12, 13, 14-year-old kids there, you know, that all had, like, Kiss denim jackets and stuff. And that was, like, the cool kids at
Kiss
the time.
Kiss was considered metal, like,
yeah,
back
very
then.
Much so. In fact, they were, like, shock metal. They were, like, oh, my
then
God.
Twisted
you know.
Sister, Wasp.
Yeah. Like, parents would think they were satanic, you know, whereas now it would be ridiculous to even... They're so innocuous, they're played on light FM stations, you know. But, I mean,
CBS-FM.
But at the time, you know, they came out with the fucking makeup. Like, they were the most mainstream band that had a theatrical makeup type show, you know. So,
so
like,
you said that those kids were considered the cool kids?
Yeah, well, from a 9-year-old perspective. I mean, obviously, looking back, they all probably work in gas stations now. But, I mean, like, just when you're a little kid and there's older kids and they're smoking and they're fucking, you know, listening to fucking, like, metal. It's just you want to be like them, you know. So. But I'm glad because it got me into metal at a young age.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I didn't really, like, embrace Metallica until Ride the Lightning came out.
Yeah, I agree.
That was that was what kind of... Like, Kill 'Em All I really love a lot, but, like, the music, like, lyrically... I feel like I was having this discussion with Rob the other day. Like, I feel like Ride the Lightning sounds like it was recorded inside of a tin can. Like, I hate the production on it, but I love the song. Songs are so great.
I like it. It sounds very punk rock, very raw.
And back then when I was, like, had a less discerning ear, and plus everything on cassette sounded like shit anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, Ride the Lightning, I just would play that every day, end to end, you know, just back, like, flip it all. You know, I had the album of that and the cassette. I bought the cassette first, then I bought the – but I would just play it constantly, like, all day long with my little stupid headphones.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you, when you say, like, people thought Kiss were satanic, did you think Kiss were satanic?
No, I mean, it was well, we live in New York, you know? I mean, it's like, it's a more progressive, you know, like, mindset. Like, no one's really thinking, oh, my God, if you listen to this backwards, you're going to go to hell or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, to us, they were, like, goofy, but, we liked the song. I was never that much into Kiss, but that was more, like, Kiss came out in the mid-70s, so I was, 3 years old, but I mean, like, they were already a huge super group by the time I was.
And also, they're from here, so New York sort of had a head start on knowing what the shtick was.
Yep. When did they get rid of the makeup, Kiss?
Early 80s?
No, I think mid to late 80s.
Late 80s, probably.
Yeah. Because then they came out with that record that sounded like a Pantera record, and that was like, wait.
But that wasn't the first no makeup. I think the first video they did with no makeup was Lick It Up.
Yeah.
So whenever that came out.
Yeah, but just in general, you know, like Metallica was the first gateway into, like,
oh, Lick It Up was 83.
See, I was right.
Def Jam Music Group. That's hilarious that they were on Def Jam.
Did Def Jam even exist in 83, or is that...
Like... Oh, Island Def Jam. Yeah. So it was on Island, I guess. Yeah.
And then I got into Slayer around, like, when Rain and Blood came out.
Mm. What's so funny, ladies?
They're doing their own show over there. Leave them alone.
I confused smegma with something else.
What did you think smegma was?
Ice cream.
The stuff that comes out of your butt after you have butt sex with the common.
Oh, that's Santorum.
Same letter, S.
Yeah.
Understandable.
I'm sure if you get fucked in the ass by a guy with an uncut dick, there's going to be some smegma coming out, so.
Well, what's grosser anyway? The smegma is probably less gross than that.
Than the Santorum?
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. There's no poop in this magma.
Yeah.
I would hope.
Dick cheese probably not as
but
gross.
I feel like dick cheese is like the
poop.
Dick version of poop.
No. No, it's not.
Well, I've never smelled dick cheese, but I mean, I've smelled poop, so that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Fair enough. By the way, if you've ever had dick cheese or poop, 646.
Your name is Dick Cheese.
646-929-1357.
What happened to Richard Cheese? Is he still making songs?
Oh, I don't know. He's been off the radar.
Yeah.
We'll get him on the show. About 10 years,
I haven't thought of that guy.
Who is Richard Cheese?
He used to make these lounge versions of like a pop and metal songs.
Yeah, I think we've talked about him on the show like in the early days of the show, I feel like.
I remember that.
At some point.
He's like, wake up, grab a brush and put a little makeup, you know, that kind of
shit.
Oh,
okay.
Like a piano lounge singer.
Because then there was like a punk rock version called Black Velvet Flag that I remember discussing.
Oh, yeah, that we discussed. I don't remember the...
But I think that's how it came up, because you brought up Richard Cheese. Yeah.
This is it. Little Dick Cheese on CBS FM.
Was his name Richard Cheese on purpose?
Yes. That's not his real name. Oh, I know what this is.
Brush and put on a little makeup. Hide the scars and fade away that shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table?
You wanted to.
Why'd you leave the keys upon the table?
You wanted to.
Why did you leave the keys upon the table? I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die.
I'm so happy for him that he made a career out of this.
Yeah.
Because this is what I would do in the shower. I would turn any like hard rock metal song into a lounge song. Je ne pense pas vous trust. It's like, he also did My Neck, My Back. I've never heard this.
Oh, really?
Oh,
no,
my gosh.
This is going to be exciting.
It's a classic.
It now, lick it good, suck this pussy just like you should.
There we go.
I heard he's doing Tickle My Vagina next month.
All you ladies pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. All you ladies, pop your pussy like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. My neck, my back, lick my pussy.
Possibly my favorite moment from the Louis C.K. sitcom that he did before his current one, the one that was on HBO, Lucky Louie, is when his daughter gets the parents to go into the bedroom. She's like, I'm going to do a dance for you now. Mm-hmm. And they're all like, it's like a four-year-old girl, the cutest little... And she's like, all right, so sit down. I mean, she's wearing like a little ballerina tutu. Uh-huh. And she brings out the boombox and hits play, and it's My Neck, My Back. And she starts doing a little ballerina dance to it. And then, like, run to the stereo to turn it off. It's awesome.
Yeah, that song is hilariously offensive.
Let's hear the original version, because that's even funnier than the lounge version somehow. The sad thing is, like, if the artist performing it was even slightly attractive, I could get behind it, but she's so gross looking.
Who sings it?
Kaya.
Sounds like a Maury guest.
Shake your body, don't stop, don't miss. Just do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. Lick it good, suck this pussy just like you should.
That nasty fucking southern accent that I hate so much.
Just like you should. My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack.
You know what the best thing about this song is that they released a radio in it.
They also released a version about the New Jersey Nets. You know that?
What?
Called My Nets Are Back.
Stop lying.
Because the label she was on that Lonnie used to work for back in the day, our friend Lonnie, was partially owned by one of the then owners of the Nets. So he's like, who's the hottest artist we have on the label? Let's have them do a song about the Nets, because this is one of the years when the Nets made the finals.
Like, it wasn't embarrassing enough
my
to
Nets
be associated
are
with the Nets.
No.
Oh, my God.
Jason Kidd's an acrobat.
Really?
Slide, yeah.
Oh, I got to hear this.
Yeah, is there a version online?
There's got to be. I think Deadspin posted about it a few years ago, so maybe if you search for that.
While I look for that, here's a clean version of that song.
All you ladies pop that thing like this.
That thing.
Shake your body, don't stop, don't quit.
I'm gonna hear more Richard.
All you ladies pop that thing like this. Shake your body, don't stop, don't quit. Just do it, do it, do it, do it, do it now. Do it good. Lick this just like you should.
Now, you know what she's saying. Why does that need to be?
Lick this just like you should.
Just like you should.
My back, lick my, just like that. My neck, my back, lick my.
so close to the original. First you gotta put your neck into it. Don't stop. This is just like awkward. This is like watching a Vagisil commercial or something.
The video's better.
Oh.
Oh, here we go.
Found it.
It's a link to another. Oh no, the MP3 link expired.
And there's no, there's, it's not on YouTube at all.
No.
Wow. Completely wiped from history.
Well, bad. Shouldn't it be?
Do, can you do like a general Google search for that?
I looked.
Does it exist anywhere?
No. I tried, while we were just talking, I tried every possible combination.
Can you call Lonnie, see if he has an extra version?
Why don't we call Kaya to call, come in the studio and do it. What's she doing? Go down to the crack house.
Damn
it.
Found what are you doing over there?
Found a link, but it was expired.
Damn it. MySpace?
No, but it's not like it would be on our page.
I guess. Damn.
So yeah, thank you, Offensive Hip Hop Songs.
But it does exist.
Yeah, somewhere.
Somewhere.
Oh, I think I found it.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I don't have intention yet, this man.
I don't think this is it.
I don't have intention yet, this man.
Sounds like it.
I hate you, Darren. For one whole week. One whole week it was stuck in my head.
I got a new song for you. She has another single out.
No, I don't want to hear another single.
It's not as catchy.
I don't want to know two songs by her.
Hold on, hold on. Morpher Durst in the chat says, is this the right place? I was expecting some Metal Injection, not 99.8 Hot Mix. Well, Morpher Durst, I see this is your first time listening to the last cast.
That guy's trolling, I think. He's,
yeah.
There's a song called 2 plus 2 equals Vagina.
Oh, I feel like we've heard it, but
I don't remember this. I don't remember this song.
This song is too empowering.
Yeah.
It's like the Kids Bop version of Tickle My Pussy.
Did you see that Kids Bop made a fucking Gangnam Style?
Oh,
and they sing in Korean?
Really?
Yeah, go look that one up.
I just saw Richard Cheese did Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah.
He did Well, let's just do the Kids Bop.
Oh, and Kids Bop did that fucking obnoxious Macklemore thrift shop. But they changed all the words.
Obviously.
It's filled with cursing.
See.
Kids Bop is the worst thing ever invented.
Kids Bop is keeping the label that runs it, Razor and Tie, afloat.
The only thing worse than Kids Bop versions of those songs are the original versions.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So it's just like versions of songs sung by kids in
just
kid-friendly fashion?
Yeah. Here we go.
This is Kids Bop.
Oh, shut up.
I'll be in all serious.
This is like
It can't even say sexy. Sexy lady. It can't even like make it pretty lady. Just hey lady. Hey lady! Oh, Jerry Lewis. Hey lady! Fuck you for doing that.
The original version's bad enough.
Bunch of little white kids singing fucking Gangnam Style.
It sounds like she's like in her mid-30s.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's a little kid.
It sounds like an adult.
Fucking ringer. Steroids.
Count her rings.
Yeah.
This is thrift shop.
Oh, this is terrible.
I barely know the original version.
Just count all the places where it's supposed to be a curse and they totally changed it.
Oh, this is so annoying.
Wow.
Who's dancing?
Rob's Kids Bopping right now.
The better Kids Bop is Kids of Whitney High. Let's hear some of that.
Yeah.
Rock some cash. Really, this is really awesome. What club? You're fucking 12.
Boys and Girls Club of New York.
That's a Y.
This is ridiculous. Why does this have to exist?
Why are we listening to this?
What's even scary is like this sells so many copies.
Yeah.
It's because
out
of Z in the title. And
Kids Bop.
Yeah.
It outsold the Black Album this week.
That's right. Black Album sells like a lot.
What are they? Give us the update this week. For
I couldn't find it this week, but like last, it sells at least 1,000 copies a week. It's absurd.
Give us the
some
numbers.
Some weeks like 1,700.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to see if it's tanking yet. Hold on.
I didn't get the chart this week, but.
Come on, give us the total, Rob.
Five.
Five, really? That's it?
No, I don't really. I didn't get the charts this week. I got an email. I get them forwarded. I don't subscribe to Billboard. It's too expensive. Just to tweet about Metallica's chart position, I don't think it's
so how do you find out?
Well, I get the charts forwarded to me from another party. Party.
I agree with the chat. The one guy said, do people even fucking buy Kids Bop? When I was a little kid and it first came out, even we thought it was lame. It's lame. No kids even like it. It's
I feel
the
like parents
buy
it. Yeah.
They, oh, listen, it's cute. The kid will love it. The kid does it. The kid throws it in the fucking garbage.
No, it sells. It's like constantly in like the top 30 or whatever, 20.
Mm-hmm.
That and those Now compilations.
Yeah. Why? They're on the radio all the time.
Or, I don't know.
Or you can, exactly, just download them.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Or watch them on YouTube.
Just turn on the radio. That's all it is. It's just like all the radio hits of the moment.
But without commercials.
What about those rock blocks that they have? Those uninterrupted, like uninterrupted, uninterrupted.
You're turning Russian on me.
Yeah, I'm going to use that. It's now time for an uninterrupted rock block, 7 songs, back to back.
Welcome to the Sirius.
Привет.
Is there a Russian channel on Sirius?
No.
Yeah, this half hour is brought to you by Kielbasa and Plov.
Why not? Join the Russian channel.
What?
All those car service drivers need something to listen to.
Would it just be Scorpions on loop?
Sure.
I feel like there are only Russian people really just like in New York.
Alla Pugachova?
Or
there are Russian people everywhere I go. I always manage to overhear a Russian couple arguing or something, and I'm like, I can't escape
them. No, it's just
them.
The ones in New York are so fucking loud. You can hear it all the way in Austin.
Yeah, it's true. Well, this was a great show. It flew by yet again.
You know, we always make the shows fly by.
Mm-hmm. Might because we're hot.
I'm not.
Well, me.
No, high on goat.
Yeah, you got a little goat high?
I'm high on weed from you blowing it in my face.
The goatitis.
I swear I have so little tolerance now because I don't smoke weed ever in years.
I don't know. It really affects you that bad?
I don't want to say bad. It's just I get, you know, I get as if I had smoked half a joint maybe. Yeah, back when I
so maybe you should just
weed.
Smoke.
No, because then I'll get really high.
Yeah, you're right. You wouldn't want that.
Looking at you and your White Sox gear, you sort of look like Ozzie Guillen to me right now.
Really?
Who's that?
The former manager of the White Sox who used to say fucked up things all the time.
The disgraced manager of the White Sox.
Disgraced White Sox manager.
I look nothing like.
I don't know.
Come
I'm seeing a little the facial hair also.
I don't look Latino at all.
It's not even that. I think it's more just the he doesn't look super Latino.
I think he looks like a bodega.
Guillen.
Come on, you gonna expect her to spell that when she's high? Come on.
Oh,
I got it.
Okay. Insulting her intelligence.
That's because
Google autocorrected.
Yep.
Right. Oh, okay.
You could sort of see it a little bit.
He looks like a bodega owner. Come on.
Look at that.
Like a lighter skin.
Yeah.
I think it's also the goatee a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He didn't have a goatee, though.
Not in that one, but in, like...
Well, if Darren grew his out like that.
Like what? He's clean-shaven.
No, he's not.
No, he has, like a pencil-thin goatee.
Very thin.
All right, fine. He's playing fichas in the Dominican Republic, right? He got fired.
Come on, he thought Fidel Castro had some good ideas. Who thought you'd get in trouble saying that in Miami?
He did say that. Right before he managed the game.
Yeah.
They hired him. He didn't even manage a spring training game yet, and he says, I think Castro, he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
Oh, good job. That's going to go over well.
Mm. He was funny, though. He used to say lots of crazy shit.
Maybe he was on coke.
It's probable. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Sure, I could believe it. He's got enough money.
Yeah.
All right, well.
So that's the missing Link. Yeah,
he's playing fichas in the Dominican with A-Rod right now.
No, you need to be high on coke.
No, he's in a resort in Puerto Rico rubbing oil on some dude right now.
Oh.
Hanging out with Skeleton Witch.
Hey, man, it's no problem. I rub it on you. You like it, it's okay. You know? It's the 21st century.
All right. Do we have a song to go out on?
Yes, we do.
Have a song,
I have a song by a band that was mentioned on our show today.
Great. It's not Skeleton Witch.
No.
Thanks again to Skeleton Witch for hanging out. For Marina. And we'll be back next week on an all-dude edition of The Cast. Because Noah's going to be on Summer Slaughter.
Right.
See you next week.
Never eat the meat. and rape.